Mayoral candidate Bill de Blasio says there are lots of holes in the five-borough taxi plan, which lets people hail those new apple green taxis in Upper Manhattan and the outer boroughs. But he hasn't said specifically what those holes are or how he plans to fill them. WNYC's Bridget Bergen reports.
In theory, Bill de Blasio is all for more transportation in the outer boroughs.
If we can find the right way to keep working towards more street hails in the outer boroughs, as a Brooklyn resident, I say amen.
But he thinks the five-borough taxi plan, signed into law by Governor Cuomo, is not the right solution. De Blasio, who counts yellow cab owners among his largest backers, hasn't elaborated on why he opposes green cabs. But if elected,
I'm going to go back to the drawing board and work towards a better plan.
This strategy may face mounting opposition from a growing crop of newly minted borough taxi drivers. Under the state law, the city can sell 18,000 of the borough taxi permits over 3 years, 6,000 each year. The city has already sold more than 4,700 and is on pace to hit the 6,000 cap by mid-November. One of those permits went to Victor Alvarez. After 15 years as a livery car driver, Alvarez hit the road in his borough taxi in August. He says it makes his passengers feel like he's more legit because he has a permit number that's everywhere.
They see my permit number in the receipt. They see my permit number on the side of the car. They see my permit number on top of the car, on the road lights. They see my number everywhere, so they feel safe.
Nancy Soria, another borough taxi driver, says amenities like a credit card machine have been a boon for her business.
Everybody I pick up really appreciates it. They love it. And they love the fact that they can swipe their cards, that it's a meter fare, that they're not hassling prices with livery drivers. So I think it's all in the best.
Beyond drivers and passengers in underserved parts of the city, wheelchair accessibility advocates also have a stake in the five-borough plan because it lets the city sell 2,000 new yellow cab medallions, all of which need to be wheelchair accessible. And it requires that 20% of the borough taxis be accessible, too. Joseph Rappaport, a spokesman for the Taxis for All campaign, was in Albany when they hammered out the agreement.
We thought that this was real progress, the five-borough plan and the sale of accessible cabs. And, you know, our question would be, you know, what the other options that these candidates are talking about. What do they have to offer that's really going to get us closer to what people deserve?
Both Joe Loda and Bill de Blasio say they oppose the current borough taxi plan, though neither have offered a precise alternative. When asked what his opposition would mean for current five borough taxi drivers, de Blasio's campaign did not respond to repeated requests for comment. For WNYC, I'm Bridget Bergen.